Chapter 60 Dalinar 5 Kroskhard was a fine city. While many men looked to the past for great architecture, idealizing cities such as Kolinar or Rhal Arum, Dalinar had always been impressed with the modernity of Kroskhard. The ramparts were designed to shelter bowmen and the walls were constructed of fine stone. The inner architecture used contemporary techniques of construction, allowing for buildings much taller and thinner than traditional squat, columned aleth structures. Many even had a second story, like buildings in Shinovar. The majestic city walls had not fared well beneath Elokar's siege. In fact, siege was too calm a word. It implied time spent in blockade. Elokar had not come to force surrender, he had come to destroy. The once proud walls that had served Alethkar so well during the Jarna War, now lay pocked with blackened scars, their stone remade to fire by attacking awakeners. A particularly massive hole gaped in the eastern wall, revealing rubbled remains of some buildings. The bodies of soldiers, followers of the king or of Jezenrosh, but all Aleths, lay in heaps. A double line of spears stood driven into cracks in the stone a short distance from the broken wall. Each was tipped by a decapitated head. The wretched displays were only shadows in the distance, yet Dalinar turned away, sickened, lest he imagine his son's face on one of the spears. Elokar's army waited in Kroskhard's shadow. They hadn't sought refuge within the city, that wasn't the Kanaran way, and Jezenrosh's loss proved the relative ineffectiveness of fortifications. No, Elokar would meet Dalinar head-on and arrogant. The king would ride against his Partian with the same bravado he had used against both Prelir and Kroskhard.
"Jezenrosh put up a good fight,"
Echothan said, riding at Dalinar's side.
"It looks like he forced the attack all the way into his city, up to the palace itself, I'd guess. Elokar may have taken Kroskhard, but it cost him a good number of his men."
Dalinar nodded. Elokar had suffered great losses, but his force was still a good 25,000 strong. Dalinar had barely 20,000 at his command, and it was a wonder he had been able to gather that many. Fortunately, Echothan hadn't been the only one to quietly gather troops in preparation for Dalinar's possible call. It almost seemed that everyone in the nation save Dalinar himself had known that he would eventually go to war with his nephew. The parley tent was ready. Dalinar nodded for Echothan and his shardbearers to join him, then rode down the slope to meet with the king. As he approached, the destruction was even more vivid. Dalinar kept his eyes off the corpses of dead men as well as the corpse of the city itself. The blackened holes in the wall were unnatural. Awakeners should not be used in such a manner. On that topic, both heraldic lore and the way of kings were quite firm. Elokar waited in the tent, sitting in a rich wooden chair. Dalinar wouldn't have been surprised to find the chair had been pillaged from Jezenrosh's own room. A fine wooden table stood at the center of the tent, with an empty chair at its other side.
"So civilized," Dalinar thought to himself. The gesture, like so many other things in his life, seemed incongruous. Rich woods, sitting among the smell of burning bodies. Courtesy on the part of a man who had just executed his own cousin. Dalinar's son, Arador.
With the boy's face firm in his mind, Dalinar climbed off his mount and walked to the tent. The first time Echothan Cardinar had seen Elokar, the boy had been a youth, come with his father to make allies of its northern friend. Even then, Elokar had been a spoiled child. Echothan could still remember the young prince's haughty demands and quick temper during that feast so many years before. Power had only made the boy worse, and a boy he still was, despite his age. He sat with a dark, almost pouting expression as Dalinar took the offered seat. They faced each other, one in golden sunburst armor, the other in simple, yet elegant, silver and blue. Itchothan had met the tyrant Bane for the first time during that same feast, 2 decades gone. He had been waiting for Dalinar to take the throne ever since.
"You should be proud, Elokar,"
Itchothan thought, taking off his helm and holding it under one arm as he moved to stand beside Dalinar's chair.
"In your own way, you'll help build a greater Alethkar. If not for your incompetence, Dalinar would never have had a reason to become king."
If Dalinar had one weakness, it was a romanticized sense of duty. A more pragmatic man would never have let the kingdom come to such ruin under Elokar's reign. There were ways of making certain an unstable king did not live long enough to destroy his nation. Dalinar would never consider such options. Yet Itchothan could not find it within himself to blame the man for his sense of honor. Those very ideals, outdated though they may be, were what had earned Dalinar the loyalty and respect he now carried. The tent remained silent as the two men regarded one another. Itchothan, at the head of Dalinar's shardbearers, stood with a relaxed posture, trying to catch Elokar's eye in the hopes that he might be able to give the boy an unnerving smile. Elokar did not turn toward him, however. Itchothan always had been beneath the king's consideration.
"You don't have to do this, uncle," Elokar finally said.
"You killed my son, Elokar," Dalinar replied in a tired, solemn voice.
"Your son was a traitor," Elokar said. "He disobeyed me, and he disobeyed you. The kingdom has just suffered a civil war. You wish to put it through a second?"
Itchothan snorted quietly, the noise finally bringing a contemptuous glare from Elokar. Itchothan smiled, showing teeth and narrowing eyes set in a scarred face, and locked Elokar's gaze. The king finally glanced away.
"Oh, I see the truth in your words, boy," Itchothan thought. "So does everyone in this tent. You'll never trust Dalinar again, not after this. He can't back down now. You would just do to him what you did to Jezenrosh."
Dalinar finally sighed, his breath deep like the winds themselves.
"Here is what we are going to do, Elokar," he said. "You will abdicate in favor of Ardyn, your son. You will take the vows of a monk and renounce your titles and lands. I will let you live."
Elokar laughed.
"You'll let me, will you, uncle? How kind of you! Especially since my scouts place the strength of my forces far above yours. I have the edge in troops, towers, and blades. Your army won't even be a bother for us."
Dalinar took the scorn with a flat face. When it was through, he looked away from Elokar, instead turning to regard the collected shardbearers and lords who stood behind the king.
"My forces will wait one day before attacking," Dalinar told the men. "Hear well. Elokar refused my offer of peace. By attacking his countrymen and shaming his honor, he has forfeited the throne. Before the Almighty, I take the regency in the name of Ardyn Colin, the rightful heir."
He paused, then spoke with clear force.
"If any of you wish to seek penance for what you did here at Crossguard, you may join my camp. Your aid will be welcome."
Elokar sat, stunned.
"You actually think they would switch sides?" he asked incredulously.
"Oh, now that's not the right reaction," Itchothan thought. "Where's that infamous Colin temper?"
Itchothan leaned forward, placing a gauntleted hand on the table.
"Oh?" he asked. "Look behind you, idiot."
Elokar glanced to the side unconsciously. His loyal soldiers did not display the looks of outrage that he had obviously expected. Far too many of them appeared thoughtful, and a few were even nodding. While they immediately tried to hide their expressions, the damage had been done. Elokar's face flushed red at the sight.
"Give this up, lad," Dalinar said quietly.
Elikar growled, then stood suddenly, grabbing the side of the table and throwing it to the side with plate-enhanced strength. Etchothan smiled to himself, summoning his blade as the wooden table smashed to the stones a short distance away. Looks like they wouldn't have to wait after all. Dalinar laid a hand on Etchothan's arm and shook his head slightly.
We will not spread blood in the tent of parley.
Etchothan frowned, glancing at Elikar. The king obviously had no such compunctions. Smoke spouted from the boy's hand, a shard blade forming. None of the king's men moved to join him, however, and Dalinar's raised hand kept his own men from acting.
You act so honorable, uncle, Elikar spat. But I know this is what you've been waiting for. An excuse! You don't approve of me. You never approved of me. You and my sister always tried to control me. You never let me be king. Well, I've killed two traitors so far. Another will not prove so hard, I should think.
Elikar swung, blade appearing even as his arm descended. Etchothan tensed, cursing Dalinar's reticence. He moved, but was too slow to block the blade. Dalinar's hand came up. Blade met plate as Dalinar caught the weapon on the back of his armored fist, then deftly turned his hand around and caught Elikar's sword on the back of its blade. Elikar yanked the weapon, but Dalinar's grip held firm, plate-enhanced fingers remaining tight. The tent was silent, save for the sound of Elikar's curses. Then slowly, Dalinar stood. He released the blade, causing Elikar to stumble slightly. A full head taller than the king, massive and dignified in silver and blue, Dalinar seemed to tower over Elikar, a king who was still little more than the spoiled boy who had visited Chothin's court, jealous of the attention his cousin Shenaris had received. Elikar regained his footing. He appeared as if he were going to swing again, but paused, looking up at Dalinar.
Yes, Etchothan thought. Look and see true nobility, Elikar. See what you should have been, and be ashamed.
One day, Dalinar said, then turned and strode from the tent.
Etchothan gave Elikar one final smile, then turned and joined his friend as the men mounted up again.
That went well, he noted.
Dalinar just shook his head.
You didn't really expect him to abdicate, did you? Etchothan said.
Perhaps, Dalinar said. Elikar is not an exemplary man, but he does have some sense of honor.
Etchothan snorted.
I haven't seen any such.
He found and defeated his father's murderer, Dalinar said. Even with Crossguard, I sense that I'm missing something. Some part of Elikar's logic. His actions make ethical sense in his own mind, I think.
You give him too much credit.
Mounted, Dalinar turned, glancing back toward the parley tent. Elikar stood at its edge, watching Dalinar, face still red.
He's a self-indulgent fool, old friend, Etchothan said, shaking his head. He always has been.
Yes, Dalinar admitted, but that doesn't make him harmless. He may be foolhardy, but he has passion. I've seen him kill men that had twice his skill, all because he fights with single-minded intensity. Such men as he die quickly, Etchothan observed.
True, Dalinar said. And we must see that he doesn't take the kingdom with him when he goes.